Welcome, gang. You're listening to the Help My Marketing podcast, where we talk all things marketing, the sexy things, the not so sexy things, the fun stuff, the serious stuff, basically all the things that make you a better marketer. Not just theory based, everything we discuss on this podcast has been tried, tested, and validated by the team at Orbit over the last 5 years as we build successful campaigns for our agency clients in a whole range of industries. Don't forget, if you'd like help with your campaigns, go to orbitmarketing.com.au and reach out for a chat with one of our experienced marketing experts so we can show you how to bring the sort of attention and leads that could change the game for your business. Hey gang, welcome back to the show. You're listening to episode 16 of the Help My Marketing podcast and episode 4 in our mini series on how to create your own effective marketing plan. So in this episode, what we're looking at is how to position your offer. So in the previous episodes, we've looked at how to set goals, we've looked at creating your ideal customer avatar, we've looked at deciding what your offer is going to be. Now we're looking at how to position it. So if you haven't been through those previous episodes, now would be a really good time to do it, because what we're about to talk about isn't going to mean a lot if you haven't already decided what your offer is going to be, who it's for, and what your own objectives are. So if you haven't done those things, go back and listen to those episodes and do them now, and then come back and listen to this one a little bit later. If you have done those things, awesome, good job. And we're going to jump in and go through this right now. So what does that actually mean, positioning your offer? Well, in really simple terms, it just means presenting it to your ideal customer in a way that shows them what it's going to do for them. So as business owners, we're often really, really invested, heavily invested in our product or in our service because we often created it, right? So we might be reselling someone else's product, in which case not so much. But for the majority of us, we've built up our business, we've developed a product or we've developed a service, and we're really proud of it. And we're proud of the little things that we've done to make it slightly better than somebody else's product. You know, it might be a technology that we're using that nobody else is using, or it might be a way that we deliver the product that's different to anybody else. And we're kind of really proud of that because we spent time honing it, or we spent money developing it. But the bottom line is that nobody else really cares. And I know that's harsh and sometimes it's really hard to swallow, but it's true. People don't care about your product. People don't care about your service. They care about what it can do for them. They care about how their day, their week, their life is going to be better after they've used it than it was before they've used it. So positioning your offer is all about demonstrating to people how their life is going to be better or easier after they've worked with you than it was before. It's not about the features of your product or your service. It's about the benefit to the customer. So what we're going to do is I'm going to use an example, and it's an offer that we use inside of our agency. So I know it intimately. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the finished positioned offer, and then I'm going to break it down for you, how we got there. And I'm going to do that in such a way that you can then take that information and use it to position your offer. So the offer that we have is that you can create a marketing plan in just a couple of hours that'll put leads into your inbox in as little as 2 days, even if you've never created a marketing plan before. The super simple 6-step plan is exactly the same process that we use to create plans for our agency clients. Just click the button to download it and start working on your marketing plan today. So that's how we pitch it, right? That's our finished offer. But how did we get there? Right? How did we get to that really nice, succinct little bit of messaging that we can push out into the market? And this is an offer we've been running for some time, and this is an offer that's really, really effective. So we know that it works. Well, let's break it down and have a look at it. The first element of positioning your offer is your promise. What is it that you're promising people? And the promise needs to be based on the problems that you identified when you did your client avatar, or the goals and the objectives that you identified in your client avatar. So our promise is that people can create a marketing plan in just a couple of hours. That's the promise. Create a marketing plan in just a couple of hours that'll put leads in your inbox in as little as 2 days. So that's a great promise. We know from doing our client avatar that business owners are worried about where leads are going to come from. They're taking a bit of a scattergun approach. They're not really getting the results that they want. They don't know where to start. And creating a plan can be overwhelming. Like, there's so many steps to creating a marketing plan. Presumably, it's why you guys are listening to this podcast, right? Because you need some support to create a plan. So that's our offer. And we know it resonates because when we did our client persona, that was one of the things that we identified as a fear or a frustration, is I'm not getting leads into my business. I need a plan and I don't know where to start. What's the goal? The goal is to get leads and to get leads quickly. So our promise addresses those two things. Create a marketing plan in just a couple of hours that gets leads in your inbox in as little as 2 days. Great. That's terrific. But, you know, there's a lot of businesses that promise stuff like that, right? Every marketing agency is out there saying, we can get you leads, we can get you sales. There needs to be something a little bit different, something that creates a bit of intrigue. So our marketing plan blueprint, I guess, we've called the Super Simple 6-Step Marketing Plan. So there's a bit of alliteration there, right? Which is the same first letter in every word. And so that creates a bit of intrigue. What is this Super Simple 6-Step Marketing Plan? It's really just a template for how to build a marketing plan, right? But we wanted to give it a bit of a catchy name so it gets people's attention and creates a little bit of interest. And that's the second part of positioning your offer, right? The first part is, what's your promise? The second part is, what's the unique mechanism? What is it about the way you do things that's a little bit different that can create some mystery? So create a plan, just a couple of hours, leads in your inbox within 2 days using the Super Simple 6-Step Marketing Plan. So we've addressed the promise and also the unique mechanism. But okay, that's all well and good. How do I know it's going to work, right? So people are out there thinking, but I could do this thing and I could still not get a result. So the third thing that you need to do is you need to show some kind of guarantee of success. Prove to people before they take that next step that this is going to work. And so for us, the Super Simple 6-Step Marketing Plan is exactly the same process we use to create plans for our agency clients. This is something that we use inside of our agency. So presumably, it must work, right? If it didn't, I probably wouldn't have an agency. And it does work, and we know that it works. And so we're kind of creating that little level of comfort for people. Now, this could be something like social proof. So when you create your messaging, you could include a testimonial in there. It doesn't have to necessarily be something that you're using. Not every business needs or wants or uses its own product, right? Not every business does that. But you might have something from a previous customer to say how good it is. Or you might have some data or some statistics around the number of people who use and love your product or your service. Include that in your messaging, because that just takes away that element of risk for people. Okay, so you've made a promise, something that is important to me. You're going to help me solve a problem. You're going to help me achieve a goal. Oh, you're doing it in this kind of unique way that's really got my interest. I want to know more about that. I can see that it works because it's working for other people already, and people don't like to miss out, right? So if you can create a bit of fear of missing out by demonstrating that other people similar to them are having success, or are enjoying it or are getting a benefit from it, then people will naturally not want to miss out on that. Okay, so you've made a promise, you're using something a little bit different in order to achieve that promise, other people are having success, but then your ideal customer doesn't want to have to do a lot of work. Right? They really don't. So that's all great, but is it going to take me hours or days or weeks, or is there lots that I need to do in order to get the benefit? So again, back to ours, create a marketing plan in just a couple of hours. We've dealt with that. It's really easy to do this. You can do it in just a couple of hours. So thinking about what it is that you offer people, how simple is it for them to use it? How much effort is required on their part? If it's a service, let them know. We do the service. It's done for you. We come in, we take care of everything. If it's a product, demonstrate to them, maybe even in the creative, it could be a video of somebody using it, and tell them how easy it is to use, right? Take away as much of the effort on their part as possible, right? Create a marketing plan in just a couple of hours. And then speed of outcome. Right? So this is the second last thing that you need to do. How quickly are they going to see the benefits? And if your product or your service is something that typically takes a longer period of time to see a result, then you might want to find a quick win. Right? So look at something that happens a little bit earlier. So for example, with ours, the whole idea for people is that they want to get sales, right? But sales don't happen immediately. You need to generate leads and nurture those leads. Even if you're selling a physical product, right? You still need to give people a level of comfort before they make a purchase. So if we were to pitch our offer as a marketing plan that you can create in just a couple of hours that will get you sales within 3 months, people will be like, 3 months? I don't want to wait that long. But we can get leads within as little as 2 days. And we know that that happens because it happens in most cases. But then those leads need to be nurtured and warmed up. So instead of saying, you know, we'll get you sales in 3 months, what's a quick win? What's a result that people can see straight away? And it's the leads coming in within just a couple of days. So thinking about your product, your service, let's say it's a physiotherapist. And it can take several visits to the physio, and it can take a number of different sessions before, you know, your back, if you've got a bad back, for example, is good enough to get back out on the course and play golf. But after one session, you might start to notice some relief. So the physiotherapist in their pitch might talk about the relief that you experience after the first visit. You don't do anything except come in and lie on the table. I'll do everything else. You'll experience relief after the very first visit. So speed of outcome. What's a quick win that people are going to see straight away, and not one that you made up, right? I guess I should have said this right at the top. The key to all of this working, regardless of how you turn it or pitch it or position it, is it's got to be legitimate. Don't be making claims that you don't know you can back up. Or worse, don't be making claims that you know you can't back up. That will backfire spectacularly on you in the long term. Okay, so we've made a promise. We've got a unique mechanism, something of intrigue. We've shown people that this works, right? This works for others. This will work for you too. There's very little effort on their part. They're going to see results really quick. Now what you need is a very succinct and very clear call to action. Click to download your book and start using your plan today, right? What is it that you need them to do in order to opt in? If it's a free offer, getting people onto your marketing list, then great. Click here, pop your details in, and away we go. If it's a purchase, maybe it's an entry-level purchase so people can trial the product, click here to buy today. If it's an upsell that you need to get people on a call because it's a high ticket product, click here to book your phone call or book into my calendar with this link. Whatever it might be that you want people to do, make it very clear for them and make it as simple as possible. Make sure they don't have to jump through lots and lots of hoops in order to get there. So that's the process of positioning your offer. Again, it really goes back to how well do you understand your customer avatar. You need to be making a promise that you're solving a pain point for them or achieving a goal for them, or potentially both. Create a marketing plan in just a couple of hours that gets leads in your inbox in as little as 2 days. Two things: achieving a goal, get leads, 2 days, and solve a pain point. Create a marketing plan in as little of a couple of hours. People know they need a plan, but it's absolutely overwhelming knowing where to start. Unique mechanism. And genuinely, that can be something as simple as a really sort of catchy name. Back to the example of the physiotherapist. So if somebody's got a tight back or a bad back, you know, chiropractors and physios talk about releasing a joint or releasing the muscles. So it could be with our golfer's back release package, right? It's just something like that. You have to know it's going to work, but give it a catchy name, just enough to pick people's interest so they think, I wonder what that is, something they haven't heard about before, right? If the physiotherapist said with 10 sessions of physiotherapy, oh, every physiotherapist offers that, right? Something catchy. It can be as simple as that. That can be the hook that gets people to think, I really want to hear a little bit more about that, right? Guarantee of success. Do you have data to back up what you're saying? If you do, use that data. Do you have evidence of other people having used it? Are you using it yourself and having success with it yourself? Talk about that. Something that says to people, this works and we know it works. It's not a matter of maybe or chance. Take away as much of the effort from them as possible. Put as much on your plate as you can, so you're showing them you really don't have to do a lot. And again, that needs to be true to a very large extent. There's always, you know, there's always an effort that's required on the part of your customer, right? To some extent. But as much as possible, take the effort off their plate so they don't have to do very much. Show them a quick win, something simple or something easy or something small that they're going to see in a really short amount of time. Because people will be incredibly patient waiting for the main outcome if they've already seen a quick win, because it gives you credibility. Bam, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what you're going to experience in the short term. And they experience it and they're like, well, these guys obviously know what they're doing. And so I trust that they're going to get me to the core result a little bit later on. And then give them a very, very clear call to action. So that's the process of positioning your offer. Again, it's about the benefits to your customer. It's not about the features of your product, as desperately as you want to talk about them because you're really proud of them. That's not what it's about. So next thing for you to do is to actually go away and have a go at positioning your offer. And I'd love to hear about some of the offer positions that you guys come up with. So find us on our socials, send us a message, let us know what positions you came up with. Ask what we think. I'd be really happy to critique some of them for you guys. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the next podcast, where we're going to start talking about deciding where is the best place to put your offer. So what channels to be advertising them on. So that's it for this episode, and we will see you guys in the next episode of the podcast. You've been listening to the Help My Marketing podcast, where we make you a better marketer. Don't forget, if you'd like help with your marketing or advertising, reach out to us for a chat with one of our digital marketing experts. You can find us on Instagram at @orbit_marketing, on Facebook at Orbit Marketing Oz, or at www.orbitmarketing.com.au. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you on the podcast next week.